Good morning, December 11th, 2025, 10:30 a.m. U.S. stocks climbed after the Federal Reserve announced a rate cut, sparking speculation that further reductions could follow. Analysts are also watching how the move may influence Bitcoin prices. In corporate news, GE Vernova raised its dividend and upgraded its outlook, citing growth from rising energy demand. Evercore's 2027 forecast suggests Ford will benefit from replacement demand. AES and Eastman continue long-standing dividend increases, with Eastman extending a 16-year streak. A potential regime change in Venezuela could trigger an initial oil price spike before a subsequent slump. European Union firms operating in China are accelerating supply chain diversification, while Asian investors increasingly turn to Gulf debt for yield and growth. Wall Street is seeing a resurgence of large, debt-fueled deals. Tech headlines include several AI startups securing major funding. Port raised $100 million to compete with Spotify's Backstage. Runware secured $50 million to simplify image and video generation. Harness achieved a $5.5 billion valuation after a $240 million investment to close the AfterCode gap. And Obo raised $16 million for its AI-powered course generation platform. Google promoted Amin Vahdat to Chief Technologist for AI Infrastructure. State Attorneys General warned major AI firms, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Google, to correct delusional or inaccurate outputs. NVIDIA is reportedly testing tracking software for its AI chips amid smuggling rumors. Consumer tech saw a baby delivered in a Waymo self-driving car in Phoenix. Android users can now share live video with emergency services. Spotify is testing AI-driven prompted playlists. The CEO of South Korean retailer Coupang resigned after a data breach that affected more than half the country's population. In a first for 2025, ChatGPT became Apple's most downloaded app in the U.S. On the world stage, U.S. tensions with Venezuela escalated when Washington seized an oil tanker off the Venezuelan coast. Caracas condemned the action as an act of piracy. Venezuelan Nobel laureate Maria Corina Machado emerged in Oslo to collect her prize after months in hiding. In Myanmar, a military airstrike on a hospital killed over 30 people. The Trump administration announced a new $1 million gold card immigration visa program for individuals who can demonstrate a substantial benefit to the U.S. Portugal is experiencing its first general strike in 12 years, protesting government labor reforms. An Australian report shows Indigenous deaths in custody at the highest level since 1980. European leaders from Britain, France, and Germany held a joint call with Donald Trump, stating that intensive work on a Ukraine plan is ongoing as the country is at a critical moment. Mexico approved tariffs up to 50% on goods from China and other countries, affecting cars, clothing, and appliances starting January 1.